Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hugh Aljo, the Noble Research Institute, an update on regenerative ranching from Hugh in just a moment. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture. Hugh Aljo with the Noble Research Institute says the work is continuing to reinvent Noble as a leader in regenerative ranching, not just in our part of the country, but across the United States. He does say the efforts will begin, though, right here in the Southern Plains, and he says it will be all about regenerative ranching.
As we're looking at our future at Noble Research Institute, you know, we had to ask ourselves, you know, what can we be the best in the world at, or at least nationally, around one topic? And if you look at all the work that we've done in the past, which included regenerative ranching or soil health, we decided that one area is where there was more need than any other as far as trying to develop some science-based answers, talked more about what that transition might look like for our producers, and then what's some real information about profitability. How is all this going to work together for individuals that would like to make that transition to improve soil health and their operations?
It was interesting to me that you used several quotes. I know that you've done this before as well over the last few years as you've kind of headed down this soil health pathway. You've used some quotes from your founder, Lloyd Noble. It seems that he had a lot of these kind of things in mind way back, in the 40s?
So what we wanted to do is go back and take a look at what he really intended. And if you look at those readings, he continues to talk about the soul. Upbuilding was a word that he used quite a bit. Revitalize, rebuild, renew. It's in this regenerative focus or adaptive management that we find that we have more rebuilding of the soils than we've ever seen. And a lot of people have coined that regenerative, barring that word regenerative, applying it to ranching, because that's what we're interested in, is the grazing lands.
As you've gone down this road, you made the decision, a conscious decision this last fall, to actually kind of put a temporary halt to some of the outreach activities that you've been involved, consultations, some of the other meetings that you've been involved with for years, literally decades, to try to retool that message and then come back. What I think you're talking about this fall.
Yes, sir. And we did. Earlier this fall, we put a pause on our consultation and education activities because all of our focus had spanned the gamut of everything we'd operated under the umbrella of in the past. What we wanted to do is to retool our message. We've recently hired a young lady by the name of Lori Kane to be director of our strategic learning and outreach, which is basically going to be our education. And we really want to make sure that we have good material, make sure that we understand how there's going to be continuity from one message to the next. How do we reach people more effectively, not only just one-on-one, but how do we do that as we begin to look at social media and the other methods that people like to learn from today?
And at the end of the day, the efforts that you're doing is going to come back, you know, into play, start interacting actively with producers again. And your comment the other day was that this is all going to begin in the south central part of the U.S., that you're hoping to have a bigger footprint down the road, but south central producers are still your priority.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, we've established that we'd like to be a national organization, but in all reality, you got to start where, where you can have the biggest impact, which is where we are at our home base. We realize we can stretch ourselves pretty thin really quick. So what we want to do is develop our educational programs, our consultation activities to define what that's going to look like over time, continue to focus on our research on our ranches, which are going to be at scale. We're no longer doing our plant biology and plant breeding type research, but we want to be working at scale. So all our ranches, all 14,000 acres, are going to be in various projects under research, even just looking at the transition, providing data, economic data, which is going to be really important at a scale that the producers, producer can understand. But if we start here small over time, we'd love to be able to expand out. But Southern Great Plains is our sweet spot. That's what we know. It's going to take partners outside of Noble in order to try to accomplish what we'd like to do, but we've got to take, you know, we've got to crawl before we can walk and walk before we can run. So this is our start. Yes, sir. And back to what you were asking earlier, our timeline is to begin to unveil more of our education and our direction over the course of this year. Hopefully we'll have our education plan completely outlined by the time we get to this fall and have programs available for producers thereafter.
Hugh Aljo with the Noble Research Institute. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.